Good morning.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hopefully, I won't screw up my sound today because I'm back in the office.
She's back.
I'm back. Okay, so there's legit news about MyPillow today. For real.
Yeah.
Because Dominion has officially filed their $1.3 billion suit against Mike Lindell. And so Mike Lindell was asked about it, over the weekend. And he was like, listen, I'm glad that they finally filed it because now there's going to be discovery and I can get information that I need. But he did say that this whole boycott has resulted in the loss of 20 retailers, 20 that have stopped selling his products. And that equates to $65 million annually.
Oh my God.
Because like he would list, you know, Kohl's or Bed Bath & Beyond. He would say each one of those stores contributes in sales like a huge bunch of millions of dollars. And that's right. Now gone. And so I would just encourage everybody listening that we're going to cancel this cancel culture bullcrap and just go to the source. Get your stuff directly from MyPillow.com or their phone number, 800-875-0513. And right now, as we've said, it's buy one, get one free on sets of sheets and towels if you use code CHICKS.
Right.
CHICKS.
Use the code. Use the code CHICKS. Buy friends gifts. I mean, get stuff for other people. I'm so irritated by this. These people are out of control. And it's like a lot of these retailers are just sheep.
Right?
It's absolute
shame.
Oh,
I know.
This cancel culture drives me crazy.
And in fact, we're going to do our deep dive weekly podcast about that because we have plenty more examples of where that came from.
Yeah, I feel like this is the thing. We have to do like this week's edition, you know, like every couple months we have to do like a deep dive into cancel culture because there's a lot more crap that, and we can't go into it today. So we're going to just do our deep dive on that today.
Yes.
Yes.
I do have, I have some fun things for you today.
Yay.
So first of all, thanks to everybody in the insiders group who were posting their pictures of cats and combs.
Love
and their
it.
Videos.
Oh my God. I love it.
And to make amends to the people in the cat loving community who are angry about the fact that we got so much glee out of cats gagging at comb sounds, I do have a fun cat video from TikTok. You're going to love this so much. Are you ready for karaoke cat?
I'm ready for karaoke.
Uh-oh. Turn that off.
I'm sorry. Oh. That was my phone. I'll do this. I'll go ahead and silence my phone since I'm a professional. Hold on. The silent mode is on. Sorry.
Okay, because this, you have to hear every bit of this.
My fight, the one desire. When I say I wanted that, when we are two worlds, can reach to your, when I say I wanted that way, tell me, ain't you nothing but a heartache, tell me. Nothing but a mistake. Tell me why. I never want to hear
you say I wanted that. Oh my god, that is so great. So great.
Oh my god, I died.
My goodness.
Okay. The other sound I have to play for you is Meghan McCain. Did you hear the Meghan McCain hullabaloo?
You know what? There's been so much hullabaloo with her just the past couple weeks. Like, I can't keep track of all the hullabaloos. You know? She is really, ever since she came back from maternity leave, it's like, she's just been dropping bombs all over the place, which is fine. You know, I'm all for it. Because she's the only one really on that show that has any sense. And I'm not even that great big of a fan of hers, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not a fan at all. And
right.
she blocked me, us on Twitter like 4 or 5 years ago at least.
Right.
And so I can't see her stuff, but obviously I can see the clips that fly around of her that people are finding to be viral for whatever reason. And yesterday she was talking, first of all, she says Fauci should resign, that he's a total loser and that he's worthless, which
I did see. Yeah.
I am down to clown with that.
I totally agree. And you should see the vitriol that she gets for that. Like people are like, how dare you say that? It's like, my God, have they heard us? Like we, God.
I know. She was talking about vaccines and how frustrating it is that so many people still don't know like when or how or where they're allowed to get them.
Yeah,
so
because like
her point is fine.
I feel like I'm never going to get it. I mean, even if I wanted to get it, I have no idea when I'm going to get it, how I'm going to get it. Cause I'm not, I don't have a comorbidity. I'm not, you know, I'm not in an industry where like I'm in the medical profession or anything like that. So I just have resolved that I'm probably going to get COVID before I get the vaccine, you know? I mean,
yeah,
I really do believe that.
The cases are dropping so much that
I don't know.
I mean,
totally.
I don't want to get it until I'm absolutely forced to, and I don't think I should be forced to, but like, I just kind of want to see how everybody else does with it. You know what I mean?
Right. And you've had COVID. So it's like, you kind of feel at this point, you probably have obviously have antibodies.
Yeah.
So,
I just don't know how long they last. You know what I mean? That's what the unknown is like, how long does that actually protect me? I don't know.
Yeah.
So Megan, that was what Megan was talking about. But the problem is that when she was talking about it, she let her elitism on full display. And so she basically, and you'll hear it because I have the clip, but she basically says that she can't believe that she, a co-host of The View.
Okay, I did hear this. Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't know how to get her vaccine. So I'm going to play it for the people who haven't heard it.
Right.
I don't know when or how I will be able to get a vaccine because the rollout for my age range and my health is so nebulous. I have no idea when and how I can get it. I will get a vaccine.
Yeah, I heard that yesterday.
Co-host of The View.
I, Meghan McCain, co-host of The View.
Right. I mean, I'm so important. So I don't know how to get the vaccine. Right.
And her point, I know she was trying to say, I don't know based on my age and my gender and my all these factors, I don't know what to do. But the fact that she said, I as a co-host of The View, don't even know
it was very tone deaf and very elitist and kind of bitchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's getting slammed.
Well, and I can see where she would get slammed. Yeah. I can see where she would totally get slammed. I mean, this is the thing. It's like, it's kind of privileged.
Yeah.
Just shut up. Like a lot of people don't know. I don't know. And I kind of just don't care at this point. I just don't care. Is that wrong to not care?
No.
I don't. Cause I mean, I've lived in this world for like the past year with this thing flying around. I've gone to work every day. I mean, now for the past 3 months I've been working at home, but really for the first almost year,
when it
was really bad, I was going into work every day and I can't believe I didn't get it.
I know. It's incredible.
I still am dumbfounded. I'm like, and my husband is convinced that we had it at the front end because everybody says that though. I know he does, but still we were so sick like in December that I feel like maybe we did have it, you know?
You should get the antibody thing.
I know, but I don't, again, I kind of don't care. I just, is that bad? I just, at this point I'm like, whatever, if it's in God's hands, whatever. These people don't know what they're doing, you know? I mean, it's like when it comes to the rollout, we have a vaccine, I'll wait for it. Whenever I can get it, I'll get it. It's like, at some point, I'm sure I'll get it. But until then, I'm not gonna lose sleep over it, you know? I mean, there are a lot of people who are so bunched up about it. And they're
Teachers unions are demanding that they get put ahead of people who are really at the most risk.
Right. Which
and
is
they
ridiculous.
Can suck it.
They can. I mean, you're working with kids. This is and the kids aren't, seriously, like the kids aren't affected by this. They're really not. We've seen that they're not. So, you know, my kid has gone to school every single day since August, last August. And everything has been fine. There have been, two kids in her entire school that have gotten it. It's fine.
And they're fine.
They're fine. Yeah. It's like, there's
been
no
kids are. And most teachers are. Like, this is just, they're being, it's getting really, really tough to have any kind of empathy for teachers when they're making these demands. Now, I know there's plenty of teachers who don't want the unions to speak for them. And those are exactly the teachers that need to stand up, because they are being made to look so bad by the unions.
Yeah.
And they need to fight back against that, because otherwise people like me are like, I'm going to lump y'all together until you speak out.
Yeah, I actually went to a swim meet last night, and I was talking to my daughter's teacher, who happens to be her swim coach. And she is awesome. You know, she's one of the ones who's like, I don't understand schools, because, you know, like I said, they've been in school the entire year. And she's like, you know, we've had meetings where a lot of us are looking at each other going, a lot of us teachers are looking at each other going, how have they not been in school? Like, how are these schools doing it? You know, I don't understand. How are they doing it? How are they teaching these kids? How are these kids basically surviving this? How is this working? You know, I don't understand. They just don't get it. You know, listen, it's a smaller school. It's not, I wouldn't say it's rural, but we do live out in the country, and it is not a huge school, you know? So maybe that's the reason that we can get away with doing it the way that we do it. But at the same time, it's like, it should be a microcosm for the way that things could be for other schools. I mean,
and they can't. They can be that way. Enough is enough. Like, it's just so dumb. There's literally no science that suggests that we should still have our kids out of school.
No.
In fact, just the contrary. On the contrary.
Right.
And so we're doing them a massive disservice, and I'm sick and tired of it. I know every other parent is too. It's just enough is enough.
Yeah. Carrie in our comment section is saying, I'm a teacher and no one listens to us. That's so freaking unfortunate, because, you know, you matter, obviously. And then you got these school boards made up of God knows who, where these people are, oh God, it drives me crazy. Cause it's like, they're making decisions based on what? Based on what? Who are they listening to? They're not listening to parents. They don't give a crap about students. They don't care about the kids. So who are they making decisions for? You know?
Yeah. Well, it's not the kids. It's their own self-interest, and it's infuriating.
Hey, we're the chicks. We're coming at you, and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC, and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16, and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks. CPAC is happening. I don't know if our listeners out there are CPAC attendees or people that like to go to CPAC. If you've been followers of ours for some time, you know we went once and we're like, this is not for us.
Right. Yeah, that was like 2009 is when we went, or 2010.
I think 2010.
Yeah, it was 2010 we went. And it's very clicky.
Very, very clicky.
Very clicky. And we just we're not, how do I say this? We don't fit in.
We're outsiders.
Yeah, we don't fit in. It's so political, you guys. It's like, it's one of those places where, like, it's kind of inbred, man. They got, like, you know, all their little cliques going on. And it's like, if you are not part of that club, it's like a giant high school.
Yeah.
And I always hated that garbage in high school. And so when Mach and I went, I was like, oh my God, I can't do this. You know, I'm too old for this crap. I can't do it. Schmooze and try to be, you know, with the cool kids at CPAC. I don't want to be cool like you. So so we just didn't fit in there, you know, because they already have their little clique set up and we're not going to be part of that. And so we just figured we were never going to pay for that and go again.
Right. And it's, you know, it was a smart move on their part to move it to Orlando. I don't know why they've always had it in DC. It's the most miserable place in February. But they have moved it to Orlando, and Trump is going to be speaking there. And word on the street, at least according to the Daily Mail, is that he is planning on making himself the presumptive 2024 nominee. which is surprising, right? Because, you know, I've been thinking, I don't think he's going to run. He's got bigger things to do.
Me too.
But apparently that's going to be his messaging. And interestingly, too, Mike Pence is not going.
Yeah.
Even though he was invited.
Yeah, he's not going to go. This is going to be weird. Listen, we can't presume what's going to happen. You don't know. I mean, we don't know that he's going to. But the fact that he's going and he's going to be sort of like the headliner, and like it's, they're saying, you know, the Trump people have taken over CPAC. That's what they're saying.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what.
Or maybe it's just that a lot of conservatives supported Trump,
right?
And it's a conservative gathering,
right?
So,
but they're saying Trump people have taken over CPAC. This is like the messaging that they're putting out now.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know what to tell, because it's, you know, who puts out that messaging, you know?
Right, right.
Who puts out that sort of messaging? I mean, he was the guy that we put in because he was a regular guy, and we were sick of the swamp creatures. We were sick of the, you know, political people who were in there not doing what we were telling them to do.
Yeah.
You know, not doing what we hired them to do. And so we put him in there. And then it's like he had so many barriers and so many people who just tried to destroy him for 4 years. It was just infuriating. You guys saw it. I mean, it's obvious what they did to him. So do I think that it's a good idea for him to run again? I don't know, you know, because it was exhausting watching that happen.
Well, and now, of course, the Supreme Court, 2 strikes against him, right? So now they've gotten access to his tax returns. The Supreme Court voted on that over the weekend or yesterday. So, you know, he's not out of the woods yet, out of right. all the investigations. So anyway, I'm not at all going to miss CPAC. I never have since the first time that we went there. But that is happening this week. And so there you go.
I was actually hoping for a 2024 ticket of DeSantis and Noam.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Right.
I mean,
not saying that I don't like Trump. I'm just saying it would be really a breath of fresh air if we had like somebody like a DeSantis and Kristi Noem.
Yeah.
Know? Somebody like two people like that.
And I don't even care which one of them is on the top of the ticket. I don't care.
I totally don't either.
Because they're both, you know, what's funny is that The Blaze did a huge hit piece on our governor, The Blaze.
Wait, on Holcomb?
Yes.
Really?
Saying he's basically running the state like a dictator. I mean, and I was like, wow, when The Blaze is saying that,
yeah.
When Indiana is on the radar for having that kind of government, that's not good.
Yeah, it isn't good.
That's
well, how do you feel about that? I mean, because he really has not done a very good job.
No, I mean, Rob always puts it really well, where he says, I want somebody in our media to ask Eric, on what is Governor DeSantis wrong?
Right.
What is Governor DeSantis doing that you think you're smarter about?
Exactly.
And because what could he say? It's not science. It's not science that's forcing him to act in different ways than DeSantis.
Right.
And so that's the thing, is that all these governors like Whitmer and our governor who are continuing the lockdowns, this 25% nonsense mm-hmm. and the mask.
It's like, because I know it's best for
right.
you. That's not freaking conservatism. That is not conservative at all. That's not what we're about as conservatives. So if he claims to be a conservative, he is lying. Mm-hmm. You can't. It's not conservative. So go ahead and just be a Democrat.
Well, and that's exactly what they're saying. At the
yeah.
Blaze, they're saying he's running the show. Democrats are happy with him because he's acting just like them.
Right. That's what Democrats do. Democrats say, I know what's best for you.
Yeah.
That's what Democrats do. So it's like, just admit it. You know what I mean? Just say, okay, fine. Then I govern more like a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Conservatives don't do that. Conservatives say, you know what's best for you.
Right.
That's what conservatives do. Government is not there to tell you how to live your life. That's what conservatives believe. That's what I believe.
That's the whole limited government notion.
Yeah, that's what freedom is, man.
Right.
I mean, good Lord. This is not difficult, you know? This is not brain surgery.
Yeah, I was really surprised to see it. But then again, I wasn't surprised because it's absolutely right. That's how he's running things.
Exactly.
Open borders are inhumane, and Joe Biden's immigration policies are already causing huge problems. I'm Sarah Carter. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show as I bring my experience and expert guests to discuss this crisis and more. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So there is a couple Democrat representatives have sent letters to cable companies demanding to know what they're doing about removing OAN, Fox News Channel, and Newsmax from their lineups.
This is
so
nuts.
It's getting out of control. It's not even canceling anymore. It's full on censorship, and it should scare everybody.
This is freaking communism.
It's nuts that this is happening here.
Yeah, it's communism. I can't believe that. I can't believe people are actually even talking about this stuff.
Yeah,
as if it's okay to even talk about it in a free America. Like shame on you for even talking about that. Like, you want to censor OAN and Fox and all these because you don't agree with the way that they think and the way that they talk and the things that they talk about because they're conservative. Mm-hmm. Basically, how about you?
And they're hateful and they're inciting terror.
Really?
I mean, they use all of these excuses.
I think liberals are hateful. I think liberalism is hateful. I think abortion is hateful. There's a lot of things that I think are a lot of things that are hateful to me, but it doesn't mean that I'm like, you need to shut those people down.
Right.
You know, that's it. It's absurd, the things that we're talking about in this country.
And how fast it's all happened.
It is. You know? It's like, it is absolute communism. And people can't see that. And then they turn around and they call conservatives the fascists. They call us they compare us to Nazis all the time. And I'm like, but have you read a history book? Because that's not what that is. You turn it, like, look in the mirror. That's what you're doing is actual fascism. Like, that's what you're doing. You're doing it. Like, you're projecting your crap onto us. Stop projecting. Isn't that what psychologists...
And stop trying to tell us that we are brainwashed when we literally have maybe three places where we're allowed to speak freely.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're controlling every part of our culture and the narrative.
Exactly.
So just back off.
Yeah.
We're not the ones that are brainwashed.
Brainwashing happens when you are inundated by universities, when you have the media, every level of your society is telling you have to be liberal, mm-hmm. liberal, and you have to hate conservatism. And those people are bad. And it's hate speech. Oh, my God.
I know. I had written in the title of today's show, Royals. And the reason that I did that is because, did you see that the Queen is preemptively coming out to address the UK, like, just a few hours ahead of when the big Oprah interview with Meghan and Harry takes place?
Yeah, so when is that? When is it coming out? When is it happening?
God, I don't even remember because I'm trying to care just enough to tell you guys about it.
But yeah, like, yeah.
I don't actually.
And how long is it? How long did they talk? What is it, like a 3-hour interview or something? How
with
long
Oprah?
Is it? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Is it that long?
I don't know. It was a couple hours, wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
Because that's the thing is, like, they sat down with her for quite a long time. And so
they're such a self-important, nauseating couple. I kind of thought it was awesome that the Queen was like, you know what? You don't get to tell your story before I tell my story. I'm going to tell my story. You can suck it.
She's like, I am 160 years old. I got a story to tell.
And they're doing it just hours before. That's what I love about it.
And I wonder, I wonder, like, what is she going to, how's that going to look? What's it going to, how, because they're so formal, you know? I wonder how is the Queen going to do that? Because she's like, I'm prim and proper. I'm the Queen. I mean, how is she going to do that?
I don't know. Maybe she should have Stuart the Brit open for her.
I'd love it if she had Stuart. Do it. I mean,
okay, it's March 7th.
March 7th. Okay.
Yeah. March 7th is the date that the world awaits. That's what it says on the Daily Mail.
Right.
So that's going to be a big day.
I love it. I love that she's going to, I hope she just throws down. I hope that she is at the age where she's like, I have no F's to give and I'm just going to throw down at this point. Like, I'm throwing my pearls off and I'm just going to just throw it down. Mm-hmm. It's on. Mm-hmm. I hope she does that. I want her to do that.
I would love that too.
Right.
But it's already pretty badass that she's like, I'm going to have my say first.
Right.
Thank you very much.
You don't get to do that, Yoko. You broke up the band.
For real. I mean, yeah. God, I cannot stand Meghan Markle.
I can't either. She's the worst.
The worst.
Yeah.
Remember, I don't know if we talked about this. There were rumors going around last week that Mr. Big will not be reprising his role on the reboot of Sex and the City. What is
Chris
it called?
Chris Noth. I don't know what it's called.
I forget what the whole show is called.
It's called A Big Mistake is what it's called.
It's one of those things that's like a trailing thought. I know that, but I can't remember what it is.
Why would they do it? Why would they do this?
So Page Six came out and they were like, oh yeah, Steve, Miranda's husband, isn't going to be back. And of course, Kim Cattrall isn't going to be back.
God, what is he doing? Like, what else is he doing? And like,
I know, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, at least Chris Noth has done like Law and Order and something. Like, yeah, he's done other
stuff. He's still busy.
But Steve, what is Steve doing? Like,
I don't know. Maybe he's just like, I do not want to be married to Miranda.
Either that, you want. Exactly. Or he's like, you know what? I recognize this as a huge mistake. I have zero career, but I don't want to do this.
Chris Noth is like saying, he's saying very mysterious things. So people on his Instagram have been like, we need Mr. Big. We need you to come back.
Oh,
and he's
like,
well, Page Six, if Page Six says it, you know, it must be true. Like, he's saying these things that are just a little bit, there's some mystery around them. So like, he's leaving room for it to not be true.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because they were married, and you know, in the two movies that were after the show, they got married. Like, Carrie and Big got married. So of course, what, they're going to be divorced now? Because, you know,
is he
like any
now?
Like any of those broads can stay married?
Right.
Except for Charlotte.
I don't
know
how they're going to do this.
I can see where Charlotte. Oh, there he is.
Look, it's my husband.
Look, it's Perv. There's Perv. You going to say something about me, Rob?
Are you going to say, she says, are you going to say something about me?
At the risk of offending your entire audience and my wife.
That's me.
You are on point this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. You big perv.
I mean, you guys, just FYI, if you're new here, that is not my husband.
It's not her husband. She's a whole different husband, as do I.
Whole
just
different
FYI. Mm-hmm. And for the record, he is a giant perv.
He is a total perv. Mm-hmm. And he is a huge, huge fan of Bruce Springsteen, who apparently is doing a podcast with Obama.
Are you shocked by this? Why are you shocked by this?
Yes, I'm shocked by Obama and Bruce Springsteen. What in the world?
I could totally see this. It was either going to be Bruce Springsteen or George Clooney. Right.
Yeah, I
could see
that.
Because they're like BFFs and they go to like Italy together and shit. You know, this is what, this is what they do.
I just think that's so weird.
This is what they do. This is what these people do. They all like hang out. They're all best friends. This is seriously. And then meanwhile, Trump just tries to get work done. And they're like, he's racist.
We're going to need all of his tax returns forever.
He's terrible. He's so rich. I can't stand him because he's rich. He's so rich. And then George Clooney has like 18 villas in Italy. It's like Obama's hanging out with him. You got a $500 billion deal from like Netflix or something. And they're like, that's fine though. It's totally fine. We're going to give them a pass.
I do. Hang on.
But Trump is rich and we can't handle it. Okay.
Yeah. George, we need to do a podcast.
I don't think you have his voice right.
I can't do his voice.
You sound like you're trying to do Bernie.
And I definitely can't do him. I cannot.
Why do you gotta bring me into this mug? Why do you gotta horse shorts? Why? Put your shorts on. Whore.
I got jeans on today.
Do they have holes in them?
No. There are no holes.
That's unfortunate, whore.
Oh my God. Okay, we gotta go.
We gotta go, you guys. We gotta go.
Deep Dive being recorded later today and it'll be out tomorrow. Make sure you're subscribed to our podcast.
It's gonna be so lit.
It's gonna be the littest.
As the kids would say. So lit. You guys, bring it in. I have to hold my microphone, okay? Yeah. But because it's like, hello, I'm talking into my microphone. I'm gonna bring it in.
And held gently.
But I have to hold it gently and caress it. You guys have the greatest Tuesday of your lives.
Ever. For real. Have the best Tuesday of all
time. Seriously. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Teachers unions are refusing to let schools open. Biden is going hard left, and the war continues on our culture and sanity. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch Podcast as we tackle the day's big news with conservative insights and lots of laughs. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.